Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis. Know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. Seven knife and Hallis in your ears.
Ladies and gentlemen, man, we are en route back to Chicago.
Literally en route. Literally driving. En route.
We're literally in the fucking car right now. And they're like, oh no, it's not safe. We have on mics.
Clip mics. Lavalier mics.
Shout out to Flo, who's being the technician. So we are projecting loud. If you hear cars in the background or trucks in the background,
you shouldn't hear cars because he's a very solid sensor. Omnidirectional mic, so you should be fine.
You should be fine. But if you do, nigga, deal with it. We doing it for the brand. Anyway, it's your guy, Scott and Flo's. This is episode 236 of 79th and Hollis. And let me tell you how this episode came about. So we got in from U.S. Bank Stadium. When we get into the hotel, like 1 a.m.? 1:40 a.m. yesterday, after freezing our fucking balls off. This is inhumane temperatures. Like, and this is not nothing that I haven't experienced before. I'm from Chicago, but this is like mid
from LA, nigga.
It's fuck you. This is like mid January, early February, Chicago shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even December yet. Like, what the fuck are we really doing, Minnesota? But got home, got to the hotel like 1:45 in the morning last night, and niggas was tired. Niggas did not want to record. We was like, we're going to record on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Since it's a bye week, we'll have more time to sit down. But on the road, me and my brother were having a really good in-depth conversation about the game last night. And I just thought, I was like, we should pod.
It's funny because we were talking and we were like, oh man, just that a third one. Scott was like, we should pod. Scott was like, man, it would be cool if we were podding right now. And I was like, man, I got my mic in the back. Mic's in the back. We can just do it. And then once we agreed to do it, we stopped talking immediately to save the material we were talking. So,
yes,
pretty hilarious. But yeah, man, we just came from a Bears victory. It's Victory Tuesday.
Victory Tuesday. Four wins, more than last year.
Four is more than last year. So yeah, why not just talk about it?
So let's get into it, man. Bears win 12-10. Justin Fields, 26-37. 217 yards passing, no touchdowns, no interceptions, but he had two fumbles, but he had the game winning, I think it was like a 30-35 yard pass to DJ Moore, who just crossed 1,000 yards this season, which he did that a couple weeks ago. If Tyson Badger could throw past 5 yards, but we're not here to bash Badger. It's an awkward win. Defense played well, defense has been playing well. The defense now has 7 takeaways in 2 games. Picked off Jared Goff 3 times last week. Joshua Dobbs, Lynn Sanity run this over 4 picks last night by this defense.
I will say he didn't play great, but 2 of those picks I wouldn't put on him.
Yeah, but you know, but also Kevin McConnell said they're going to reevaluate the quarterback position. This is what he said in his post game. They're going to reevaluate it. I don't know what the fuck they is reevaluate. I don't know who else on that goddamn team.
Josh still gives you your best chance to succeed. You know what I'm saying? He had the first pick was bad. The second pick was tipped. The third pick was tipped. The fourth pick was . So, like, I still think he's played solid. And, of course, Kirk Cousins is still your quarterback. Of course, my thoughts were.
He's going to be out for all of next year, though.
Next year as well?
Torn Achilles.
Jeez.
And unlike somebody like a former non-vaccine taking quarterback who used to play in Wisconsin who thinks he's coming back, try if you want to. I really think Aaron Rodgers is just doing that just so he can tell niggas I came back. I don't even think he cares about playing. Like, I think he'll play one play and then just like, oh, I can't do it, but just tell niggas he can do it. Like, that sounds like shit Aaron Rodgers would do. But to your point about Joshua Dobbs and Kirk Cousins is going to be out all the next year because it's a late injury at that, too. Achilles will take you out for a minute. So even if he did come back towards the end of next year, Joshua Dobbs is still going to be a quarterback for at least 75% of the season for next year. So even though he played bad, you're right. You know, some of those weren't on him. Who were the 4 picks? But it was Jaquan got a pick. Did Kyler get a pick? I think Kyler got a pick.
I can't remember.
I think it was Kyler. Jaquan, Kyler, and 2 Jalen, right? Jalen had 2. 2 Jalen picks. Jalen could have had 3. You got to hold on to that shit. Jalen, my boy, I want you to stop leaving money on the field. Stop leaving money on the field. Joe had an immaculate interview with Bojack and a cameo by Jalen Johnson, which is on the
side. So he said we're going to take a look and really evaluate the inventory of plays we have of Josh.
Yeah, 79th and Hollis Twitter page right now. If you want to hear Joe interview Eddie Jackson and a cameo from Jalen Johnson, good camera work by your boy. But yeah, let's so those are four picks. Sacks, couple sacks. Montez Sweat, man. I told you. There's one thing I like to do. Shout out my man Big Waz.
He's
one
a dog.
One thing my man Waz always say, life is about being right. I was right multiple times yesterday, especially about a parking thing we won't get into on this podcast. But I was right multiple times yesterday. What's your thought?
I think I went. I almost went into a government building.
Yes, yeah. This that I was like,
I would have had the right. Fucking FBI on my ass or something. But
yeah, I was just like, there's no security over it. This doesn't look like anything game parking.
So when I parked in Cleveland last year, it was in a dip-off spot with no one there. All it was a scanner and a push to talk to somebody who probably ain't over near there.
But did you see other fans there?
No. Hmm. It was only media parking. Hmm. So I kind of assumed. But and on top of that, the map, the instructions Google gave me were terrible. So and that's my fault for putting the name and not the actual address. Once we put the address, we were fine.
Players fuck up. But has your opinion on Montez Sweat in this entire trade changed?
Hell yeah, it changed. He's a fucking beast. You know what I'm saying? He has length, he has quickness, and he has strength. Ayo. You know, so he uses his long arms to be able to manipulate and move around offensive linemen. Obviously, he uses his strength in the bull rush, but I think his biggest thing is patience. The sack he had, the solo sack, not the half sack he had of Josh Dobbs, was patient. He protected the edge. As soon as Josh went around, he swim moved the tackle, which I think was tackle. It may have been a tight end who was chipping him, and then went and got the sack. So I think he's really good, and I think it's helping him even more so that the interior defensive line is starting to step up. Gavon Dexter, Zach Pickens, Billings are starting to perform well. And on the outside, you have the hard worker, Yannick Ngakoue, even though he was injured yesterday, play well. Yeah. And DeMarcus Walker, playing well. Depth, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So the Bears, defensively, especially with the young players they have, are actually in a good position for the next head coach, John Harbaugh, to take over. But they're actually in a good position for someone to come in. And now I think your biggest concern is just making sure they're healthy. Because when they're healthy, I think the Bears' defense is – very good. You know what I'm saying? They're not, you know, they may not be top 10 yet, but they could be right outside it. Because since they've been healthy and since Eberflus himself.
I think they've been top 10 since Eberflus took over.
And since Eberflus took over. And I'll give Eberflus credit. He's called good defense.
I was about to say that. If we're going to give him any credit, we got to give him on the defensive side of the ball.
You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it. Like, he'll be fired, but I think he'll immediately be picked up as a coordinator somewhere.
He's white. He was going to get picked up anyway.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? It's not like with Matt Nagy where. He took over, and that offense just don't look the same.
Yeah.
Even with Patrick Mahomes, it's still struggling.
And a lot of that has to do. I know I take shots at Matt Nagy every time I chance, but also that's due to the fact that Pat is throwing a quick trip cashiers outside of Kelsey.
I don't know who came up with a lie that all you need is a good quarterback to see he'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm glad that people are finally seeing that because outside of Kelsey, that nigga has nobody. They have a couple. There's two wins they would have. Was I think Tony dropped two passes. He dropped one week one against Detroit.
Yep.
They should have beat the Lions.
Yep.
And then that was the game winner last week against the fucking Eagles.
Yep.
You can't have that shit.
No.
And so you're seeing if the best quarterback in football, and I think with football, you got to understand situations matter. And that's a perfect segue to Justin Fields. Now, I just want to say, first off, I'm all in on Jim Harbaugh.
Is Jim?
John is in Baltimore.
Oh, sorry, Jim Harbaugh.
I take either Harbaugh, but that's beside the point.
Oh, if I had my way, I would love to have John Harbaugh as the coach.
I know Ravens fans aren't the biggest fan, but that happens when you've had a coach for like 20 years.
Just jaded.
Yeah, that's all that is.
You've never seen a Ravens team since he took over not be a contender or not be on the way to contender.
He's the white Mike Tomlin.
Oh, yeah, literally.
He's the white Mike Tomlin.
Both have a Super Bowl ring, too.
100%. And then he did something that the Bears refused to do. They tailored the game to fucking Lamar Jackson, which was a big thing. But I'm fully on board with Jim Harbaugh. Bring me Jim Harbaugh, Marvin Harrison Jr. next year, and watch the light show.
Sacrilegious, but as you know,
two Buckeyes coached by a Wolverine.
And it's funny thing is Jim Harbaugh is not just any other Wolverine. He actually played there.
Yeah.
And coaching there, and he's helped turn that shitty team around. Fuck him.
Let's talk. I just want to stay on Jim Harbaugh for a second. I think the biggest worry that I'm worried about about him possibly.
You better heard Google Maps go off. That's how real this is.
That's how real this is. We doing it for the content. But this is how, this is my worry for the, not about actual Jim Harbaugh. My worry is the Bears aren't going to give him what he wants. Because, you know, I think Ryan Clark brought this up. He was Ryan Clark or Marcus Spears. And I love Marcus Spears, but Swagger was not a fire knickknack. If I ever meet Marcus, I'm like, yo, I fuck with you. I fuck with Marcus Spears. He's good at what he does. Swag was not a fire knickknack. But it was one of them said that he could be looking at Carolina because Frank Wright got fired. And at first I was like, why the fuck would you go to Carolina? Then I thought about it. Tepper, who was their owner, he's going to pay whatever. He's going to give him the authority that he wants. And he also has a prospect in Bryce Young, who, unlike a lot of people, I'm not giving up on. Because, as we know as Bears fans, situations matter. Now, did we know that D'Amico Ryans was going to be a really good coach? No. No, I did not. I didn't know CJ was going to be this goddamn good. Anybody who says they did is a fucking liar.
I had an inclination that he would become good.
Yeah, you didn't think he'd be like this, no. This early.
19 touchdowns, yeah, 5
like,
hits.
Come on, dog.
Come on. And
they're in the middle of the wild card race. I thought this was going to be one of the worst teams in football this year.
He's a fucking MVP candidate.
He's an MVP candidate. So it's like, I'm worried that the Bears won't give him. But I keep telling Bears fans this, and this is the number one thing we got to pay attention to this offseason.
Yeah.
Kevin Warren is the wild card. He is the wild card. That first press conference after the season is over, Black Monday, and by the way, Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter said they expecting 10 coaches to be fired. 10 coaches to be fired. And I know I've been preaching for weeks. Not only I've been preaching this, shout out our man Adam Johnson's been preaching it, and a couple other people in the Bears beat up and preaching week that Matt Eberflus is going to come back. But I truly feel over the last couple weeks that has changed. I am slowly getting to the point. Now, this is the Bears. Anything can happen, and they all winning.
Yeah.
And I still think they got about 2 wins left up in them. And, you know what you really don't want? I know Bears fans want this, but they really don't want this. If they get 2 more wins, let's just say they beat the Falcons and the Cardinals, which is where I got their next 2 wins coming from. But I think they're going to lose to Detroit next week. And you're going to see, you thought yesterday was an ugly game? Nigga, wait till that game in Cleveland. That's going to be an ugly fucking football. And the Bears are going to lose that game because Myles Garrett is a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
And then I think they'll beat Arizona and they'll beat, who's the other team I just said? Atlanta.
Yeah.
You don't want them niggas to end of you a 3-game winning streak beating the fucking Green Bay Packers. If you don't want Flukes back, you better hope and pray to God that don't happen. Because then that 7 wins and you beat a team you ain't beaten about 5 years. In Lambeau, you do not want that. Hear me and hear me good. You do not want that. You think you want that because you hate the Packers and you want to. No! I'd rather have Jordan Love throw 4 touchdowns. If that means I can be closer to getting Jim Harbaugh, that's who I want. I'll settle for Ben Johnson in Detroit, but I want Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh also is going to give discipline to this team that this team sorely needs. This is an undisciplined team. And if you hear the engine going off, it's because my brother thinks he's Dominic Toretto right now. But that is what I am looking for in this offseason, is Kevin Warren is the fucking wild card. Is he going to do the status quo like every other Bears GM and president that we've had in this entire organization and just do the same bullshit? Or is he going to be the maverick? And get rid of everybody. And we said this when we were leaving the hotel this morning. I changed my opinion on Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
I've been very harsh critic of Ryan Poles. And I'm going to continue to be a harsh critic of Ryan Poles because I am a harsh critic of general managers, and I've been Dennis away since fucking Ryan Pace traded Brandon Marshall.
Man, I've been this way since Jerry Angelo.
You low-key have.
I don't. The general managers the Bears have had have either been inept or have been committing to the idea of being the Bears of old instead of the Bears of the future.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that conversation I had with McCaskey during the introductory press conference of Flus and Poles.
Yeah.
Why aren't there younger people helping this process? And, it's tough because this is his family's team. This is his grandfather's team he founded. But this should always be about bringing a new attitude, not being the Bears of old. Like, this win is the Bears of old all the way. It's just nasty. But I do think with Ryan Poles, if I evaluate him as objectively as I can, and this ain't to, I'm not dick riding or or being overly critical. I think the best thing you can do with any player is having any position, and even just life period, a position you're evaluating in sports, is to be objective as you can. I think he's hit on a lot of players. Like, when was the last player that was just a bad miss?
Vilas.
Before him.
Just a miss?
Just a straight-up miss. Vilas was a straight-up miss.
He fucked up Larry Ogunjobi signing.
Fucked up Larry Ogunjobi signing. So that's the two. And one was at the beginning, and one was the year before last draft?
Yeah,
because this is second year.
Boy, this is second year, so yeah.
So those are the two he's missed on. And GM should be, everybody should be allowed to miss, to make mistakes.
But
because there's no such thing as,
shut up, nigga. Didn't do.
So, Scott is just.
I don't do this on purpose. I really don't. It just happened. My bad.
So one thing, and I forgot what I was even saying, but when it comes to, you know, evaluating these players and making mistakes, you're allowed to make mistakes. You're allowed to miss. And he missed on those players, and that's okay. You know, because you're not perfect. You can't expect him to not make mistakes. And if those were the two he missed on, I'm perfectly fine with it. I think that's an acceptable loss or an acceptable miss, you know, in his position as general manager.
And one thing that he's done that Ryan Pace has not done, it looks like he's hit on a first rounder.
Yeah.
And it looks like Darnell Wright is going to be a guy.
I still prefer Tevin Jenkins on the right side.
I do, too.
You know what I'm saying? I get it, because Tevin Jenkins is great, so you want to bolster the left side, too. And if he's on the right side, teams will know they're running to the right side. So I get it. You know, it's a smart decision football-wise to keep him next to Braxton Jones. But damn, man, it sucks that he's not there.
I agree with that. Let's go on to the quarterback, Justin Fields. I'm going to give you the floor on this because I know I feel like I'm going to be ranting a long time with this. What's your thoughts about Justin, more specifically last night, but just in this season in a nutshell, and how you think this is starting to play out for his future in Chicago?
I think when it comes to throwing the ball, Justin had a good game. His ball security has not improved. It may have gotten worse.
Was it this bad in Ohio State?
Hell no, nobody was touching him. That's the problem with
God offensive line.
That's the problem with quarterbacks. If you don't experience that pressure, that heat, it's hard for some to adapt. And with Justin, as athletic as he is, holding on to the ball has been his issue. Lamar Jackson, just as athletic, probably more athletic. Ball security is not my issue when it comes to him, because he knows how to either put his head down, secure the ball, and Justin has to do that. And it's tough, you know, especially when you're running out of the pocket, Justin's trying to keep his head downfield, trying to keep his eyes downfield, and I appreciate him for that. But he's gotta work on that, surely. But throwing the ball, I can't say how this was a bad game throwing the ball only. 17 plays behind the line of scrimmage out of 37 passes. That's almost 50% of his passes being thrown behind the field. Everything else, he took what the defense gave him exactly. They did not have any shots downfield, maybe three times.
Yeah, three.
He missed on a DJ Moore post corner, and it missed on a Darnell Mooney. It ran like a post corner, but it was really just a bailout play because, you know, the line faded. Yeah. Line folded. And he missed on that. If he'd had Marvin Harrison Jr., they'd probably getting caught. But he missed on that throw. So I can't evaluate him badly. I can't say that was bad throwing. Last week, he did good. The week he got injured, it was shaping up to be bad because...
It was shaping up to be bad, yeah.
Because he had that impatience to... indecisiveness to throw. But the weeks before that, and the week before that, he did great. And I thought he was coming into his own, and it was probably the lack of reps that made it harsh for him.
Yeah.
But what do Bears fans want is the question. What do Bears fans want? Either you're going to dickie and be mad that he didn't make the throw, or you're going to accept the fact that, oh, that was a good throw. And when he threw to DJ Moore, that was a good throw. It was a great throw, in fact. The defense took away your line of scrimmage play. So they're stacking there, making sure you don't have a bailout screen because you ran like 13 of the screens. So making sure you don't have that. So now the defense is going to allow a post route to DJ Moore. Justin, looks, he reads his first read, gets to his second one, and more than likely with that play, DJ Moore is probably always the read. Yeah. And it was to, you look off to your left to make it seem to the defense. That's one of the biggest things of football, which sometimes fans don't understand. They say, yeah, oh, man. Sometimes fans say, oh, man, why did he pass this person? He was open. The play more than likely never went to a person. So I see DJ, they're one-on-one him, allow him to get a post. He looks off to Darnell, locks in on DJ. He knows DJ's going to be in that spot. Hits him to the spot, first down. Bear in mind, he orchestrated a good drive before that, some great runs. And on the fumbles, he had good drives. So what do you want from him? And there's an impatience with sports fans that just bothers me. Yeah. Like with Ryan Poles, the reason I would say, you know, I think he's done fine because I thought he's done fine.
He's
in this
also
team.
Inherited a generational mess.
A generational mess. It takes a long time. And I felt bad for him. So bad that when I was getting popped from the, what you call it, the fountain, I was like, man, go ahead, brother. Like, because I know he was busy. He had to get back to his booth. But, it was a long line. I was like, go ahead, brother. He was like, no.
He said, what?
He said, no, it's okay. I'm like, this nigga having
a
rougher.
Stressful job.
Oh, this nigga having a rougher. Yeah. And it's definitely stressful. Look at Matt Eberflus, the first day he was hired, first snap. Tell me how many gray hairs he has.
He's aged 30 years.
He's aging like a president in office.
He aged like Obama.
You know what I'm saying? Aging like a president. He's been there for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, I say that to say, with patience, there needs to be more patience in football. And I take that back to even to Bryce Young. People want to give on Bryce Young. It's his first year.
Bruh.
Are you truly evaluating a quarterback in your first year?
They got rid of DJ Moore and gave him Adam Thielen, the wide receiver who, formerly known as Adam Thielen. That's not Adam Thielen, Minnesota Viking Adam Thielen. That's not Adam Thielen, oh, God, I don't want to play the Vikings Adam Thielen. This is Family Man Records Adam Thielen.
They had CMC and DJ Moore on the same roster.
And gave it up for, by the way, Tepper shouldn't have fired for Reich. He should have fired that goddamn GM. Because, nigga, Ryan Poles robbed them with no mask.
I mean, that
like,
was...
Like, oh, my God.
You can't hit better. You know, we want your number one wide receiver, and we want your number one pick.
To the chance, just in case our boy fuck up, to get a guy that everybody's wanted the last 2 years. That's an amazing trade. And we can sit up here and say what we want about Caleb, and I'm at the point now...
I had another point to make.
Go ahead.
And the funny thing is, the Panthers would be looking like geniuses if Bryce was playing like C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
If Bryce was playing like C.J. Stroud, they're like, oh, we get rid of D.J. Moore. That's fine. Another one pick. But he did, and now you're like, God damn. So much stuff is in hindsight. If I'm the Panthers, I'm probably not giving up that first-round pick. That's probably the only thing I'm not doing. Knowing that there were so many pieces lacking, I'd probably give you a second and a third.
There was also a struggle. Reich, McCown, and the GM wanted Stroud.
Yeah.
There's a video from the Combine where it looked like Josh McCown was going to fall in love with C.J. Stroud. This nigga was talking about golfing courses that were close to the facility, and Tepper was like, nah, I want Bryce. And then when Bryce doesn't work out, you want to fire that nigga. And I'm not saying that Frank Wright don't deserve to be fired. The nigga was bad.
Yeah.
But that's ridiculous.
Yeah, so, you know, there has to be more patience in sports. You get Justin, he's with a freaking lame duck coach who's not going to be there the next year. He's dealing with the fact that he wasn't thrust into the starting role immediately. He had to let freaking, what was that nigga's name?
Andy fucking Dalton.
Andy Dalton played the six out of the games. So he's playing 10 with an offense that's not going to be there next year. Last year was his first year in the system. This year, he's clearly with the offensive coordinator who is not good.
Who's not good?
Who is not good?
The worst offensive coordinator I've ever seen.
You know, and so if I'm evaluating him effectively, I think, I think he's had a solid year. And last year, I think he learned who he is. The question is, how will he play these four games? And if Justin continues to rise in these last four games, why would I move on from him?
Yeah.
You say, why would I move on from him? On top of that, there's no one in this draft generationally a quarterback that I would say, nah, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? If this was Joe Burrow, or even Trevor Lawrence.
I'd be like, bye.
I'd be like, I'm sorry, Justin, you got to go. You know what I'm saying? Easily. I would easily say that. But they're not in this draft. So why would I deal with a person who has the same struggles as Justin
does? You got to build up just to get to where Justin's at right now.
And it's not even ball security to him. It's turnovers.
And also, I hate using this with attitude, bro. The nigga be bitching too much. If you crying about shit at USC, what you think is going to be like here?
You're trying about a team where you'll get an automatic guaranteed 7 wins against cupcake teams, where you get to be superhuman, and now you got to go to a league where everyone's good.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing with the NFL, is that when you're in high school, you're the best. Then you get to college, and it's a chunk of niggas who were the best in high school. Then you get to the NFL, and these were people who were the best of the best.
The whole team.
Freaking Josh Allen tried to run outside, and a 330-pound defensive lineman caught him. You know what I'm saying? You know how ridiculous that is?
These linemen are freaking ages, because they moving like linebackers. Huh?
It was like when Julius Peppers ran like a 4.8 or 4.7, 4.6, I think. Yeah. You're like, oh, my God, that never happened. The defensive lineman ran a 4.3.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just it's a different story.
Yeah. I think that there's multiple ways I can look at this. One, I think Justin's doing all he can with this bullshit offense. Like, this the Luke Getsy is the worst offensive coordinator in Chicago Bears history. Oh. And that's saying a lot, because there's been a lot of goddamn terrible offensive coordinators in Bears history. What do you want him to do? And this is why it's hard to evaluate Justin, because they're not letting him throw the ball. I don't understand why they don't let this kid throw the ball. Even if you feel like he's going to fuck up, at least let us know what he is. Like, I don't understand the hiding. I don't understand anything that's got to do with his play calling. Like, I don't know how many screens they had yesterday, but it was way too damn much.
13.
I never coached football a day in my life. I know how to stop that. So I know how to stop that. What do you think niggas who look at film all day and are trained to be coaches,
Who do this for a living
are going to do? Like, it's galaxy brain shit, bro. It doesn't make any fucking sense. But Justin, I think you got to look at it from not from the stats, because he only has 12 touchdowns. You know, he's not even at 2,000 yards passing. It's not flashy. But if you're actually watching the games, he's had a solid game. Now, am I taking away the turnovers? No, the turnovers has got to stop. He's got to find out a way to hold on to the football.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the biggest thing. But I'm just not. It doesn't really matter who's their quarterback. Whether if it's Justin, whether you really want Caleb Williams, whether you want Drake May. If you don't have an offensive-minded coach that can help these kids out, it does not fucking matter.
Yeah.
It's just that damn simple. Caleb is as gifted as he is, and I think his ceiling is Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That's what I think the ceiling is. And we talk shit about Josh Allen every damn week, with him giving up these interceptions, and he don't play like this, he don't play like that. So if you want that to be your life, we went through it with Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
You want that to be your life again? That's just really what it is. And I feel like people are still hell-bent on using a generational word. There's one generational nigga in this draft. It's Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
That's it. So if I'm the Bears, you gotta wanna see how Justin finishes these last four or five games. But I just don't understand why you reset the clock and get a quarterback that you're going to have to build up just to get as good as Justin is now, just to get him up to that point and hope he takes the lead. And knowing we know from the Bears, what will make us feel confident he's going to take that lead? I'm not confident for that. So I would hope that the Bears front office and the coaching have their eyes open and they can see what exactly Justin's been doing, because I kind of feel like you got to keep him.
Yeah, and then if you get Caleb, you're more than likely going to waste another young defense.
Exactly, and that's another thing, too. And the moves that Ryan Poles has been making, and don't tell me he's trying to do a full-scale rebuild.
No.
Which is why I feel like you have to keep Justin, because there's no way rookie quarterbacks just don't lead teams into playoffs. Just don't happen. Mm-mm. It just don't happen. Like, Patrick Mahomes wasn't a rookie. He sat the whole year.
Yeah.
When he did that shit. And so, I don't know. I just hope that they're actually using their fucking heads, which we don't know at this particular point.
No.
And we won't know for a while. Even when the season's over, even they say that we're behind Justin, they have the number one draft pick, and Poles has to do due diligence.
Yeah.
He's going to ride that shit out all season. We're not going to know probably till maybe even later than last year when they actually traded the pick.
Yeah.
So that's why there's multiple ways they can go for it. But if it was up to me, if I was Ryan Poles, I keep Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I fire Flus, fire Getsy, get Jim Harbaugh, get some offensive-minded coaches. I take Marvin Harrison Jr. number one. I just don't think you got to overthink this.
Yeah.
Give him a weapon. Now you got an electric wide receiver tandem. And
I mean, there's, if you're watching, Michigan is one of the best defenses in the nation. He was playing with boys.
Yeah.
Look how he was playing with boys, and I'm so sorry for my dog, because he deserves so much better than that. And if they had a good quarterback. It's just, it bothers me so much. Because as of recently, the Buckeyes have either had an offense or they've had a defense. Never at the same time. Mm. And so last year, all offense. C.J. Stroud was launching shit. This year, straight up killers on defense. Some of the probably the best DBs in the nation. And now you don't have an offense because Kyle McCord, while a serviceable, like if the nigga went to Iowa, he'd probably be a stud, but not good enough for the Buckeyes. So having someone like Marvin Harrison Jr., who is generational, not only is he quick, not only is he fast, he has the size. That's going to help tremendously. And I truly think the Bears, if they put those pieces in, they become a contender quicker with Justin at the helm than allowing a rookie quarterback to have to learn how to play the game again. Because you can't expect quarterbacks to come in and do the Justin Herbert, the Pat Mahomes,
right,
and the fucking C.J. Stroud. That just don't happen. It just doesn't happen. You can't even count Pat Mahomes because he sat a year. Yeah. You can't count Aaron Rodgers in his first year start because that was 4 years later.
Yeah, he sat 4 years.
So,
I just think that, you know, you got to look at the landscape of the NFC North, too. The Vikings don't have a long... None of these quarterbacks have long-term answers. As good as Jared Goff's playing, he's not a long-term answer. You know, Jordan Love shows some flashes next week. He's not a good quarterback.
Yeah.
You need to be thinking about that. You talking about you want to take over, you want to take the Nova, don't give it back? Keep Justin Fields. That's how I look at it, man.
I agree.
I think that's all we have for y'all.
This nigga falling asleep over
here. I am falling asleep. So, I think that's all we got. It's episode 236. What was this, like 30 minutes?
I have no clue.
It was a decent amount. But that's all we got for y'all. We will be back damn near 2 weeks, just bye week.
Bye week. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy freaking championship Saturday with the Big Ten, Pac-12, SEC, all these shits. I can't wait to see Michigan beat Iowa 17-3 in one of the most boring games on earth. Nick, shout out my boy Nicholas Mariano, found out that he was from Iowa. Nick. He's told me 1,000 times he went to Iowa, but my memory has been shite. But we were talking about how Iowa can produce one of the best defenses in the nation, can produce the great set of tight ends. They do not know how to make an offense. So if you're going to watch that game Saturday, for those who are uninitiated and do not watch college football often, I want you to know you are not going to see offense. You are going to see hard-nosed defense, probably 3-0 at half, and then Michigan will score 2 TDs to seal the game, and that'll be it. So, just letting you know, because they beat, I think, Illinois 9-3 or some stupid shit like that. It's awful. It's horrible. Anyway, and this nigga's falling asleep.
I will be in New York this weekend. I'm working. You'll
be in New York this weekend. Even though we had plenty of sleep, he's falling asleep.
I didn't get plenty of sleep. I got 4 hours of sleep last night.
I got the same, and I feel great.
I don't know why.
I'm also on ADHD, man.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I feel like I took
I took the Bradley Cooper, not high. I took the Bradley Cooper Limitless drug, so I'm pretty much locked in right now. So, yeah, we will catch you all soon. 2 weeks from now, enjoy the bye week. Do not spend it worrying about the Bears. Enjoy it. You have so much great football coming. So much. The quarterback tiers will be out probably when I release this. Couldn't do it this morning because obviously I'm driving back. So we will catch you all then.
Yes, sir.